is the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GloVFTown.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again for another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Joining us in studio, as he does every Tuesday, it's family law attorney Adam Sachs.
Great to see you, Tom. What's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Great to be in the studio, man.
Yes.
Last week, I think, was the first Tuesday I missed in, what, 2 years?
It was something shocking. Like that. I'd take a vacation sometime.
I respect that. But
you understand
it was,
that.
It was very disorientating for me.
Did you listen to your own rerun? That's what I always ask people.
I did.
Did you?
I get that self-criticism thing.
How are you sounding? Not good?
It was okay. It was good. It was a good show. But I always listen to myself and I get upset. So.
All right.
So anyway, there's no avoiding it today, right? We got to talk celebrities.
Well, we do. We do. Let's talk first and foremost about Robin Williams.
Because
here's what I'm reading. I'm not surprised at this, but it's just something we can talk about and should talk about. According to the London Daily Mail, the two divorces of Robin Williams have cost him a total of over $30 million.
Oh, I'm sure it's more than that.
Really?
Well, I gotta say, Tom, I had a friend who committed suicide when I was in my 20s, and I've always had a very bad experience from that subject and the concept of suicide in general. I really have no patience. I was a very big fan of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who I thought was an incredible actor with incredible range, and Robin Williams is just absolutely off the charts. I saw him a few years ago, and he was. I know it was a long time since he's in his prime, but he was still brilliant. He was super funny. I saw him at a university, actually, in L.A., and he did this whole lecture thing. It was really, really great. And, I mean, talk about a range of having been a stand-up performer, and he was also a television actor, obviously, and then he was a film actor, super successful. He was involved in all kinds of stuff. He also did like a horror movie, as I recall, where he was this psycho. He worked in the developing pictures or whatever, and he was, like, you know, stalking a family.
That was called One Hour Photo.
Was that it?
I saw that.
Then he was a killer in a movie I once saw. He was in Alaska or something with Al Pacino. I mean, he really was incredible, and he won a lot of awards, and the undoing of his life, obviously he had some mental issues, maybe he was bipolar, but that's not exactly unusual, as we were hearing today among performers and comedians and actors. But I mean, his undoing was his divorces, and I read the paperwork at the time a few years ago of his second divorce. What you said was right. He left his wife and married the maid. That's not a joke.
No, that was the nanny. His wife,
yeah.
As I understand it, hired the nanny.
Marcia Garces.
Right. Who was Filipina and French.
Okay.
And pretty soon she was having his baby.
Yeah, she wasn't exactly a looker, by the way.
No, she had a mole on her face. I swear, you could probably see it on Google Earth if you're looking down at her.
Well, God bless them, but they did get divorced a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she, according to a story I saw, she dumped him in 2008.
Well, there you go. So that's a nice long-term marriage, and that's California. So I don't know about $30 million. I read figures that he had earned more than $100 million in his career. But apparently he was facing very serious financial problems. He probably got in the position of owing huge amounts of child support for years and then lifetime alimony, which could have been huge, really huge, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. He apparently had an unbelievable ranch up in Napa, Villa Cerriso, which was apparently his prize possession in life or whatever, and he had to sell it, or at least it was for sale or something. You know, I hate the suicide thing. Apparently his poor assistant found him hanging from a frickin' belt, which is just disgusting. But he said, here's my favorite quote. He says, divorce is expensive. I used to call it, well, we always joke, right? Why does it cost so much? Because it's worth it, right?
Right.
He says, I used to joke that they were calling it all the money and then just shortened it to alimony. It's ripping your heart out through your wallet.
Right.
So that's a lovely little picture there.
But then he got married a third time.
Well, some people never learn halakhahs.
Right. Right up until your day. I never paid out money the way Robin Williams did and others did.
I'll give you credit for that, but you have to admit, you got married more times than he did.
I did, but I paid a lot less.
All right. Well, I'll give you credit for that. You did the right thing.
My house was not on the market.
I'm very pleased to hear it.
Yeah.
Certainly not involuntarily, anyway.
His house is still on the market.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, too. But, you know, apparently last year he had to do a show just to make money, and apparently it wasn't very successful. I don't remember going to see it or anything. It was a TV show or whatever.
It was a sitcom.
I want you guys to think about this, you know, being his age and being in your 60s. I think he was 62 or 63, and having to start over. Now, it's not uncommon. I talk to people all the time who have to kind of start over at 40. And, you know, there was big economic problems in the U.S. for the past few years, especially after 2008. And I talked to a lot of people, and, you know, everyone knows someone who was upside down on their house or lost their house or lost their savings or got screwed in the stock market or whatever. And it's very, very agonizing having, you know, kind of saved and worked hard to look at, you know, changing careers perhaps or having to start over at 40. But I wonder if people think about starting over again at 60, because I think that that is beyond description. I really know that if you're married more than once or twice and you're paying alimony to two different women, I mean, you're never going to be able to retire. You're going to be working your ass off for the rest of your life to support another person who's not with you anymore. I mean, you got to really look at that. You know, I have seen statements recently from some of my clients and some potential clients and so forth that have, you know, whatever they earn, you know, let's say $6,000 or whatever, and all the deductions, of course, of taxes and Social Security disability, and then the other deductions of child support and spousal support being garnished directly from their wages. And, you know, after all the totaling, the number at the bottom of the page is, you know, like, it's like almost zero. I mean, seriously.
I don't understand. Don't guys know this?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you just stayed home, you know, what's the point? You know, you're working to support other people. And it's, okay, if it was your wife and your children that you love and adore, you know, and that love you and you're, you know, bashing your heart out for them, that's okay. I can understand. But here's your ex-wife who's busy screwing another guy, you know, your kids that don't talk to you anymore, don't see you. I mean, this is a very heavy thing to do to yourself. And you could see this guy, Robin Williams, who just was tremendously accomplished in his field, worth, you know, unbelievable amounts of money in terms of earnings and his potential. I mean, it wasn't like he was done. They were sticking him, Tom, with Miss Doubtfire number two. How can you imagine how awful that would have been?
Well, I know that the original person who wrote the original screenplay was not involved in Miss Doubtfire.
He got his name taken off of it.
And a number of other people who were in the original movie, their names are not attached to it. So,
but, you know, you could see celebrities, you know, what they call phoning it in, where they're doing this movie they don't really want to do, and they're kind of, you know, smiling through it or whatever. But, I mean, if you can imagine the access that someone like him, Robin Williams, would have had in terms of attorneys. He would have had the best lawyers you could imagine, with unbelievable skills and abilities, and, you know, charging him God knows how much per hour. And the best he could do was to the point of almost facing, apparently, financial ruin. And if it could happen to him, then an average guy has no hope, no hope at all. And I have to tell you, Tom, this is the hurtful thing with the whole suicide, and I certainly don't like suicide, and I don't condone it for anyone, but I have to tell you, you know, I have definitely dealt with quite a number of ex-wives who obviously were hoping, perhaps, on some sick level, to drive their ex-husband to suicide, that they would have been really, really pleased to be able to tell some anecdote, you know. Oh, poor Jeffrey, he never really got it together. And, oh, after I left him, he just never adjusted. He was never the same. And, you know, the children loved him. And so it's kind of sad, but he took his life, and that was just how it had to be, you know. And there's definitely a vibe where, if you think about this thing that I mentioned, where someone's having almost all their income taken from them, that takes away your ability to start your life again. If you're going to start a business or a new career, you're starting immediately with all the expenses of paying off your first life, plus all the debts that you have to take, plus you've maybe lost your house, your kids are pissed at you. You know, it's like everything in your life has been kind of ripped away from you, and here you are, let's say, you know, like I said, in your 40s, or God help you if you're in your 50s or your 60s, starting from scratch. You know, that may not be something that you want to do. And they always talk about the amount of suicide. Well, the statistics show that there's a lot of suicide when you're particularly a male as a teenager and in early 20s. But there's a very big amount of suicide among men in their 50s. And I think one of the reasons probably is that guys in that place in life, you know, kind of thought that they would be doing better. They had hoped for more for themselves, and they end up looking at these debts and these ex-wives and these child support payments and all this other shit, and they can't even believe it. And if a guy like Robin Williams, with his access to attorneys and to protecting himself, got fucked the way he did, it could happen to anyone. And you, Tom, in terms of your description, one of the reasons I think you were able to not get screwed is, first of all, you didn't have kids.
Right.
Which would have made your divorces quite different, let's face
yes.
it.
Yes.
And, you know, I was sitting with one of my clients and his ex-wife in a settlement conference yesterday. And, you know, these two people are getting divorced. They should never talk again. I mean, I dated women, and then we break up, and then you just never see them again, and that's healthy, you know? This shit where we're seeing our high school girlfriends on Facebook is not natural.
No. Well, it is now.
Well, it's not. It's sick. And this guy in particular has got a very acrimonious relationship with his ex, but they have kids, so they're going to be dealing with each other for the rest of their lives. Now, you, Tom, didn't have kids with any of the four Mrs. Tom Likas formers or whatever. So that's one great release where, you know, maybe I know you've told stories how some of them contacted you over the years, but I mean, so what, you know? But the other thing that I think you were very clever and smart about, particularly when you started having more assets after your second marriage, as I recall, is you were, you know, very much aware of prenuptial agreements and so forth.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that these guys that have $100 million don't do it correctly. And I mentioned in the past on the show, we talked about Steven Spielberg, who is a billionaire now, but at the time he was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he married Amy Irving, and he wrote, well, it's a joke, he wrote a prenuptial agreement on a frickin' napkin.
Yeah.
And he expected that was going to work, which it certainly did not.
Well, in the entertainment business, they propose TV shows on a napkin, so why not a prenup?
Yeah, okay. Well, you'd hope that someone with his kind of money and resources would have been a little more cautious about it, like you were. So that brings me, and I want to say the name right, to Kirk Kerkorkian. Okay, thank you.
By the way, you might remember his name because his name was on a chain of movie theaters, Kerkorkian Movie
Theater. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I know him as the guy from the Vegas hotels, right? The
MGM Grand, right? And he also was MGM the studio.
Right. Well, he is a billionaire, and he married a woman who was a tennis star. This was all in TMZ this week, by the way. He married this tennis star, and they were married, Tom, for a total of 28 days.
Right.
How do you like that? So they got a divorce, and she got, I don't know what, for 28 days. Not a whole lot, probably. But then it turns out she's pregnant. Yay.
Yes.
And she has a baby.
Right.
And she goes after this Kerkorkian for child support. And she gets the largest child support award in U.S. history, apparently. It's about $100,000 a month.
But I remember that story. He was not the biological father,
oh,
was he?
Oh, I'm just getting to that.
Oh, I remember that story.
Well, anyway, so she is cashing a whole lot of checks. And apparently, after a couple of years or something, they did a DNA test. And it turns out that he is actually not the biological father. So this woman is absolutely off the rails. I mean, think about it, right? So remember you used to say a woman will go for the richest man she can attract, you know?
Yes.
Well, it's the same with child support.
Right.
Usually, in my experience, the woman, they have it on a form where she say, you know, who do you think the father is? And she'll write down the richest guy that she knows.
Right.
Now, the guy who's in prison, who's actually the father, the biological father, she's not going to write his name because that's a waste of time, right?
I think so.
So this tennis mom writes down, our friend the billionaire, and he ends up paying all this money, and then it turns out the child isn't biologically his, and the courts say, well, tough noogies, you have to pay it anyway because the child has bonded with you. And I saw them in court about 2 weeks ago in downtown L.A., and you will love this, Tom. This is really amazing. So this woman who basically has defrauded this guy and is taking $1.2 million a year in child support for a child that's not his, was getting $100,000 a month, was trying to get it increased, brace yourself, to $550,000 a month. The child is around 15, and she has the child in horse lessons or whatever and doing all kinds of athletic things, and she just can't get by on $100,000 a month, Tom.
Now, correct my memory if I'm wrong. Didn't he, like so many of the idiots on the Maury show, didn't he say that even though he wasn't the father, that he would pay something or he would pay? He did, right?
Somehow or another, he went along with this nonsense. And I think he may have waited too long. It's not very clear what happened, but they stuck him with it. That's the bottom line. And instead of being glad and shutting up, she had the chutzpah to come back and ask for another $450,000 a month. And I can say mercifully, Tom, that it was denied.
Wow.
But that was about the only thing. There was a guy that it wasn't my case. I remember sitting watching this tragedy. It was a friend of mine's case, and this guy literally had his income gutted. You know, sometimes the calculations are done based on your income, and the courts calculate that they're going to put whatever percentage, you know, which is a big percentage, but they actually are looking at the pre-tax income. So once that's deducted, the support and the taxes are taken off, you've got very little left, you know? And this guy started saying to the judge, you know, if you give her that much spousal and child support, I'm goner. I can't pay my rent and my other expenses anymore. And the judge, this is for real. I don't know if this is a legal phrase, but the judge said, well, as far as I'm concerned, you can live in the highway underpass.
Really?
Actually said it to the guy.
Wow.
The bottom line is that the judge's concern, and this is like theoretical or whatever, you know, is child support for the child, that's crucial, and for your ex-spouse who you're responsible for. And the bottom line is, as far as you can go fuck yourself. Good luck. You know, you're on your own. And let me tell you, if it could happen to this Kerkorkian with his money and resources, there's, you know, very little hope for the average guy. And to look at it this way, where, you know, everyone does exactly what you said, Tom. Now that the person's dead, everyone says, oh, my God, he's a national treasure, and we all loved him so much.
Yeah.
It's so sad for him. And I'm sure if they interview, Robin Williams' ex-wife and whatnot, the two of them or whatever, and they'll say, oh, well, what a great man he was. And although we got divorced, we maintained a friendship or whatever. But both of them were sucking him dry financially. And they were going to do that for as long as they could. And you know, Tom, I hate to even mention this, but, and guys don't even realize this, you know, when you set the child support and so forth, your ex-wife can go every year. I mean, isn't that amazing? She can, so people always say to me, I want this to be over with. I want to sign it and be done with it. Yeah, right. A year later, 2 years later, she hears you're doing better, you got a bonus, whatever the story is, you started your own company, she can return, go back to court, and have the whole thing recalculated again, and obviously adjust it upwards. I have a client who is trying to get through law school, and he is, you know, taking a significant drop in his salary, what he was earning, because he's not working full-time, he's going to school. And this bitch wants more money, period. and she's pressing for the amount that she used to get, which was set based on his income that he doesn't have anymore, and she just wants it and wants it forever and ever and ever. And I'm saying, you know, if you could just calm down for 2 or 3 years, let him finish school, and then he's going to actually earn more money, and he'll be actually better off in terms of your child's, you know, having a father who's a lawyer as opposed to just this other thing that he was. And it's not like she could care less. There's no humanity. There's no decency in it. And one of the things that we saw in the economy change is that when you set child support for whatever amount, it doesn't acknowledge reality. Because if a person gets fired or a person has to lose their job or get laid off or whatever the story is, the child support is still due. it just is a thing. And, you know, there are a lot of people for years, right, that were working for Countrywide, and they were making, you know, huge amounts of money selling mortgages, and then that didn't exist anymore. That just disappeared. There's a whole group of people that just stopped being able to make the kind of money they were making, and yet the child support is still due. And if it can happen to Robin Williams to the point of where he is in complete despair for his life, okay, that he doesn't even want to go on and kill himself, and it can happen to this billionaire who was the chairman of the MGM, where he gets stuck paying support for a child that's not his, the rest of us regular guys have got to really, really watch our shit. That's all I can say.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got calls coming in, and we're going to get to those calls coming up. And you can talk with family law attorney Adam Sachs with your questions about divorce, separation, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups. Now, who knows? Maybe you've got a question about Robin Williams. You can ask those right here, right now. Call this number right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
So, how do you like our little internet project now? 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Beyond your professor, is there anyone out there trying to help you with your finances? Or does it seem like everybody is out to screw you over? Bankers stabbing you for fees, colleges hammering you with tuition, government taxing the hell out of you. Worst of all, have you lost half your assets in a divorce? The world is full of financial parasites. The only problem is nobody teaches young men how to avoid them, let alone the basics of financial management and planning. Now comes Aaron Clary's new book, Bachelor Pad Economics. Aaron calls Bachelor Pad Economics the financial advice Bible for men. A roadmap that guides you in all the major financial decisions you'll make in your life, starting at the age of 14 all the way to death. Aaron insists it's an absolute must for every man of every age and can be the difference between being the impoverished sucker paying alimony or the millionaire playboy with a full bullpen. It's available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. Bachelor Pad Economics. Be smart. Buy it today.
Were you with Dr. Skanky Poon? He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder. New normal rock.
How many times have you heard audio that sounds like this?
Let me help you like you help me.
When in reality, it should sound like this.
Let me help you like you help me.
Well, Devin Bronson is here from BN Audio and the Black Box. He's got some exciting news about the Black Box. So welcome, Devin. What's going on?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to stop by today and tell you about our new promotion we are offering your listeners. It's the Black Box Bluetooth Bundle. Now, what that is a lot of listeners have written us, and they've asked us about Bluetooth and how it applies to the Black Box. When it was created, Bluetooth was nowhere near the quality we wanted it to be. Now we're able to offer the best Bluetooth available on the market to work with the Black Box, and we're giving it away for free.
Wow, that's a great deal. You know, we love the Black Box around here. We have them here in the studio. We have them at home. Everybody here loves the Black Box. If you go to bnaudio.com, you put in promo code Tom, you get the Black Box for the usual P1 discounted price bundled with Bluetooth altogether. Go today to bnaudio.com. Remember, promo code Tom. It's bnaudio.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000 Tom. You can talk with family law attorney Adam Sachs right now by calling 901-3000-866. Let's go to Dave in Hollywood. Dave, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hello, Tom, and hello, Adam.
Hello,
hey,
Dave.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Great subject as always. Adam, I really appreciate your monologue. It was so great to hear this, but I'm so fucking angry right now, and I don't know if it's directed towards you or not, so forgive me.
Oh, my God. What did I do? Shit. What happened?
I love Adam, okay, but here's the thing. What use are you guys? If these chicks can get away with this shit, this is fucking insanity.
Okay. All right. I understand. All right. That's not so bad.
I understand why these guys kill themselves, because they have no outlet, because they're not vigilantes. They feel like justice has not been served. I would put a gun to my head if this shit happened to me. Because I'm innocent. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm not even the fucking father, and I still have to pay. How is this legal?
Yeah, it's pretty nauseating. Okay, I'm with you. I understand. I'm glad you're not really mad at me. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm not. But what good are you guys?
Okay, it's like this.
What good are you? The girls picked all the money. I don't get it.
Okay. I promise I'll explain. Okay, calm down. Take a breath. over the years, if you've been listening to Tom, you know that there's a whole world of guys that call him and say, you know, I got the girl pregnant, what do I do now? Okay?
Right.
And Tom always says, you know, you've already ignored all my advice, obviously, you know? So it's like a little bit late in the game here, okay? I'm starting off from a very honest place, and I'm telling guys straight up, don't get married. It's a big mistake. And by the way, I say the same for women. I am an equal opportunity, whatever. I am not sexist against women. I think marriage is very bad for men, and I think it's pretty bad for women, too. But women certainly stand to get a lot more benefits than men who have absolutely no benefits. But if you look at the circumstances in terms of getting married and having children, if you're going to do that, there are a number of things you have to really be aware of. And that's what we're raising the consciousness of. Tom and I always talk about not having a girlfriend when you're young, waiting until you're older to get married, having prenuptial agreements, making sure you're with someone who isn't crazy, knowing them pretty well before you marry them, a lot of stuff along those lines. Now, once you're married, there's no doubt about it. There's only so much that lawyers can do for you under the best of circumstances. And what I was pointing out about this Kerkorkian and also Robin Williams is here are people that had access to very good lawyers, I'm sure, very high-powered, expensive attorneys. And these attorneys did the best they could, but they still both got screwed. One, paying support for a child that's biologically not his, and the mother coming and trying to get more and more. And the other, obviously, paying spousal support to ex-wives that was, you know, literally bankrupting him, where he had apparently spent, you know, tens of millions of dollars just defending the divorces and trying to fend off the ex-wives. So when you say, you know, what good are you? Well, I'm telling you preventatively, first of all, like Tom always says, wear a condom, right? So don't get her pregnant. Don't get her pregnant in the first place. If you're stupid enough. Yeah.
Let me interrupt you for a second here, Adam.
Sure.
This is a point that I'm trying to make in this, and I hope I'm clear on this. For example, okay, as a little guy, I am very upset with, you know, corporate America, like the way the bailouts took place. You know, not one Obviously, there are guilty parties involved in some of these banks and on Wall Street that stole all this money from basically the nation. Yet, a guy goes steals a couple hundred bucks from a bank, he gets jail time.
Right.
Not one person that does all this shit gets any jail time. Now, at the same time, you have paternity fraud that is legal. It shouldn't be legal. How is it still legal?
Well, it's the one kind of fraud that women can get away with. You know,
but why?
There are cases
why?
Now.
How can we stop this from happening?
I understand.
What do we do to change the laws? Because as long as it's legal, we give them incentive to cheat. We are ruining whatever good marriage had. I agree with Tom. With his parents, my parents, it was a different time.
Of course.
Because all this bullshit didn't happen.
Yeah, it's a completely different world, but the laws are the way they are.
Marriage now is a payout for gold diggers.
I understand.
Because it's legal. It's legal to give them incentive to do.
I understand. I'm glad you're so passionate, but the bottom line is that the laws are never going to change. This is the way it is
Why?
Now. Because this
I don't
is,
accept that. Why?
Well, this is the way it is, and this is the way for reasons
That's
that
a
exist.
Answer, Adam.
No.
That's a bullshit answer.
When, well, give me, you're not letting me talk, man.
You know what? You're right. I apologize. I'm just mad. I apologize.
No, it's not that. The bottom line is that the reason things are the way they are is because there are people that have a built-in need for them to be the way they are. There's an industry that exists in terms of marriage and divorce, and lawyers are part of it, but there's a lot of other factors that exist. And the truth is, like you said, when Tom's parents were young and getting married, marriage meant something very different than what it means today. And the reality is that, for example, I just read an interesting article that young men are being accused of rape on college campuses and are getting thrown out and, you know, ruining their careers and so forth. And a lot of the times it's unsubstantiated. And this is an industry that exists. This
yeah.
is the feminist industry and the women as victims industry. And they're not just going to go away. They've got a vested interest in suing the schools and in, you know, being victims and carrying on. And the reality is that fraud exists now because women are able to lie and say that, you know, someone else is the father. Thomas said, for example, that every live baby should have a DNA test done. And that's something that's probably never going to happen because women are, if anything, getting more rights. In the past 2 years, the VAWA, which is the Violence Against Women's Act, which was actually, you know, very, very problematic for men, has actually been strengthened by the federal government. And so,
which makes me sick. I mean, to suggest that violence against man is okay, but violence against a woman is not. Violence against anyone is not okay.
No, I know,
oh,
but why is domestic violence considered any different than any other kind of violence?
Right. And then on top of this, you know, we have situations where a woman can just call up and say, this guy raped me or this guy is bullying me, and just she can lie and get away with it.
But we have a society that's made certain decisions, and throughout history, theoretically, women were getting screwed. Women didn't have any rights, and so now the pendulum has swung very much the other way. And particularly in the family law realm, you know, there's a whole concern to protect women and to protect children and to protect mothers. And this is what our society has decided to do. And by doing so, it has really undermined the value and utility of marriage. See, that's the thing with that Helen Smith book. What's that, Tom? Men on Strike.
Men on Strike, which I've read. And I
All
thank
right.
Tom for that because he had her as a guest and I read that book. And
All right.
I don't think it's very good for my heart.
Well, I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings and your sensibilities, but what she said...
No, I meant like my blood pressure.
Oh, okay. Well, when you say your heart. But the bottom line is that when you talk about being a rational actor, and, you know, microeconomics always talks about people being rational actors and doing things based on incentives and disincentives, and the reality is that there's really no benefit to getting married, especially not for men. And so men aren't getting married. That's the bottom line.
I agree, but unfortunately, like you said earlier, Adam, you know, men are being outrun of college campuses.
Yeah, well, that's sad.
A college campus is a harsh environment for a male.
Okay, well, so now if 80% of the law degrees and 80% of the medical degrees and 80% of the accounting degrees are all going to women, right? Then
right.
when women are saying they want to marry a professional guy, where are all these professional guys coming from? And
no, I mean, women talk, I agree with you, and women talk about, you know, where all the good guys gone.
Yeah.
You told them to go fuck off. That's what, you, that's what happens
well,
to them.
Well, you scared,
and then
you scared them away, basically.
And they start away.
Yeah, I understand. But so the reality is, if you're a guy, you have to be aware of this. I mean, what Tom and I are doing, I think, which is a good thing, is we're educating people. And we're talking about this openly, and, you know, we've gone on about it in different aspects, and Tom's been teaching Lycus 101, which is not that you should not be with women at all, but that you should be aware of some of the realities and keep your eyes open and not be stupid and not get fooled
Absolutely.
By it, not get screwed.
Absolutely, yeah.
Most
right.
guys,
and,
most guys walk in like the lamb to the slaughter. It's a tragedy.
Right. I agree, but and I have to go back to work. But Adam, I want you to know one thing, though.
I like your
listen,
passion, anyway.
I really, truly do. You have no idea how much I appreciate you coming on every Tuesday because
Thanks.
I believe you and Tom are really the only guy, the only men defending men. So for that, I thank you. I really do thank both of you guys because I mean, you say it like it is, and you say the truth. You have to forgive me on my anger. I'm just. You know, this system is so stacked up against guys, and I feel like it's just you two against the world. And it's just, it kills me. Like, this is just unreal and unfair, and I hear about these guys killing themselves. I'm like, and I know Tom wouldn't agree with me, but I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
No, by the way, it's very common. You know, suicide is very high among men post-divorce, and it's really sad. It's the ruination of your life. Now, would you
it
rather,
is, yeah.
but would you prefer that I sugarcoat it or that I tell
Not
it like it is?
Never. I prefer to tell it like it is, but you have to understand, when I first made this call, it's about, you know, we need to change these laws. I wish we could. I mean, these laws are wrong. They're just wrong. And when you say that, well, this is the way it is, I hate that answer. I just do.
But what would you do? You want to write your congressman? I mean, what are we talking about here? You know, if anything, the legislatures are more and more feminized, and society is feminized.
I don't know what to do. I wish I had an answer. That's why I'm so angry, because I don't know what to do. If I did, I'd be doing it.
Part of your problem though, is that normally you would think that Democrats would be behind laws that favor women. But the reality is that Republicans are also behind laws that favor women.
Tom, they're all falling.
Right.
They're falling over themselves
right.
to favor
That's
women.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, please.
And who do you vote for? They're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, but
they're
we
both
in
bullshit.
Wait a second.
Bullshit. Well, listen,
we in California have two women senators, right? And we're still unfair to women. Okay?
Well, I mean, keep in mind that you have two women senators, but we're not talking about federal law. We're talking about state law here.
It's the same thing.
It doesn't matter who you vote for. Whoever's in office is going to favor women getting more rights and
right.
men getting less rights.
That's correct. And it'll be done in the favor of families and so forth. But then what's bizarre, especially with the Republicans, is they come out and talk about family values and strengthening families. It's just bullshit. Why would men want anything to do with it when it's so bad? That's the reality.
And that's really the answer is that men have to walk away. They have to vote with their feet and say no to marriage and say no to letting women live in their homes. Say no to having sex with women in their homes. Say no to having children with women. That is what men have to do. That is, in my mind, the one and only way things are going to change. If women can't find men to father their kids, if women can't find men to support their kids, if women can't find men to give them a place to live, help them pay their bills, that is when things will change, and not until.
And by the way, women are saying it. Women are screaming at us. We don't need you. I don't need a man. I'm independent. Okay, perfect.
Right?
Have your own place. Do what you want.
Right?
Give me a call when you want to go out.
I'll tell you what. I believe in equality, so pick me up tonight, take me out to dinner, and I'll decide whether you get laid.
And pay the fucking bill.
Right?
you pay. You make more than me, baby.
You don't need me.
I love it.
So good. Take me out to dinner tonight.
I love it, Tom.
All right, we're taking a break.
That's
coming back.
I think, by the way.
We got more calls coming here at 901-3000, Tom, for Adam Sachs. Family law attorney Adam Sachs answering your questions, 901-3000, Tom. Dial us right now at 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Welcome to one of our newest sponsors. It's datingtricks.com. That's datingtricks with an X Com. Now, you know your professor has been saying for years that one of the greatest ways to trick chicks is to put your number on the back of an ATM receipt with a large balance. It's a classic, and we know it works because we hear from guys who pull it off all the time. But I'll admit, hunting around for an ATM receipt with a good balance can be a real drag. Well, now the boys at DatingTricks.com have you covered. Realistic-looking ATM receipts with large random balances delivered to your door. Done. You got to see it work for yourself. Visit DatingTricks.com today. That's DatingTricks with an X.com and receive three free additional fake ATM receipts per shipment when you enter this promo code. Tom101, okay? The promo code for Dating Tricks is Tom101. You've been hearing about this forever. Now here's an easy and fun way to put it to the test. Remember, Tricks is spelled with an X. It's DatingTricks.com. Check it out today, DatingTricks.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays.
Dino and an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
Oh, I'm really getting
a complete mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something.
Destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room? Because Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm gin mad.
He's not laid back, smoking Indo, sipping on gin.
And I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With her mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers. And they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91 and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
Have a time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. With family law attorney Adam Sachs here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the number. 901-3000-866. Helen in El Cajon, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me.
Sure.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller, and
long time listener, first time caller.
But man, I was listening to you guys today, and I was just burning on this one, so I had to call in and ask you a question. You guys want me to take it from the top?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, my brother has been with his girlfriend for probably like 5 years now. And she has two kids that are not his.
Oh, and shit. Dating a single mother.
Yeah, he picked a winner, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he went ahead and let her move in after about a year or so, and he owns the place. It's his place.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, things have gotten rocky.
Oh, wait, hold on. Don't let me guess now. The father of the two kids is out of the picture, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
Or is it two fathers?
Just one father.
Oh, okay, that's
a miracle. That I know of. You know, who knows for sure. But, you know, so she's moving in. He's the new guy. He's taking care of everything now. And he's the new babysitter. But things have gotten really rocky, and she decided to split with the kids. And, you know, he was bummed at first. But then again, you know, he cares about her. And there were a lot of hateful things that were said, text message, voicemails, you know, threats. And then out of the blue, like 2 weeks later, she wants to move back in.
Great.
And so he decides, well, okay, yeah, he lets her in. And, you know, some time goes by before he realizes that his phone she's gone through his phone and it erased basically all those conversations that had been taking place. And, you know, shortly after that, police officer knocks on the door, asks him who he is, tells him he needs to leave the place.
His own place.
And his own place, yeah. And that he can't be there anymore.
She got a restraining order.
That's what I feel has happened. And I mean, who knows what she told him, what happened, but she got him kicked out of his own place, and she ain't even on the title or anything.
Yeah.
Not even his kid.
So, by the way, why are you calling me and not your brother? Where's he at?
He's around town. He's busting his ass right now. He's working like a madman.
All right. Well, he needs a lawyer really bad. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, you know, when a relationship starts going bad and she moves out, you don't have her move back in. Okay. That's really ignorant. Okay. And in terms of the circumstance of the single mother with her kids or whatever. Imagine having to pay the mortgage or whatever on a house that you're not allowed to live in, okay?
Right.
And that's what your brother's facing now. It sounds like she put the move on him. When she was gone during those 2 weeks, she was probably with some other guy, which didn't work out. She was waiting for her new opportunity, her next sucker. Generally, women go like from lily pad to lily pad. So a woman is not going to leave a guy until she has a new guy set up. So she set up the new guy. She went there. It didn't work out. And so she went back to your brother just long enough to get the restraining order, and now she thinks she's sitting pretty in his place. And what your brother needs to do is start dealing with this legally and stop kidding himself. He obviously thinks he loves her, and that's seriously clouding his judgment and making him stupid. And I hope he wakes up before it's too late. Okay? Now, I know you care about him and all that stuff, but you're going to have to talk some reality into his head, and if he doesn't want to hear it, then you're going to have to let him drown. You understand?
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
It hurts a lot to see friends go down the drain. But a lot of guys lose their mind over pussy, and this is the danger, and this is what you're describing. And so he has to take a step back. He has to start saving himself. And if he's still deluded, oh, I love her, I love her. Okay, well, lay one of those on, Tom.
But I love him!
Oh, there you go. If he's going to do that shit, then forget it. Seriously, he's a lost cause. I try to help people, but you can only go so far, and I know you love your brother, so you got to talk some sense into him. But if you can't, then you got to just, you know, let him do his thing, and hopefully he'll wake up eventually.
Yeah, he's currently just working on selling the place.
You can't sell the place if she's occupying it. And by the way, if she is there, how's he going to sell it anyway? He can't show it off. She's not going to cooperate with a real estate agent or whatever. Your brother needs a lawyer, and he needs to start taking care of business. It sounds to me like he's been pretty negligent until now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Definitely could use some legal help.
All right, so call me after the show. I'll be happy to help.
Hang on. I'll have Dean hook you guys up. See if we can make that happen.
Another tragedy, Tom.
That's one after another. Joe in Las Vegas, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Great. What's up?
I have a thought, and something I've thought about a long time, regarding the institution of marriage.
Okay.
And the emotional part versus the contractual part. Now, on the surface, you know, marriage is the hearts and flowers thing, when it's really not.
No, it really isn't, actually.
It's the biggest.
It's a contract. It's a
you're
contract.
You're getting to in your life.
You are forming a corporation with a person who will own 50% of the company and possibly more, especially if you have kids. And, correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, here's what happens, okay? She owns half of the business, but is not required to put in half of the capital into the business.
How did that happen?
Unlike a real business.
Unlike reality.
Unlike a corporation. Like, this is what I own here. I have no partners. If I took on a partner, that person may own a percentage of the business, but whatever that percentage was, that's how much capital I would expect them to put in to be my partner.
Now, Tom, if you start the new normal, you have to register with the Secretary of State, right?
Right.
And you get this form back with a raised seal.
Yes.
And lo and behold, if you get married, it's the same damn thing.
That's right.
How do you like that?
When you get married, they take that marriage certificate, which at one time was a blank you filled out.
That's right.
They take it from you, and you don't get it back for, like, weeks because they have to send it to Sacramento.
Right.
And they apply the raised seal of the Secretary of State of the state of California.
Same as a corporation.
Same as a corporation. They send that back to you.
Hot dog.
I know.
And you'll see when you go to divorce court how romantic it really is.
Nothing it's romantic right. about it.
Sitting
Nothing.
There talking about taking half of your 401k.
Right.
My point being is when you buy the ranch, okay,
yeah.
when you buy a car, when you buy a house, when you get involved in a contract that big, there's usually notices, disclaimers. If you buy a house, it's about radon gas or lead paint. But marriage has no disclaimers.
Well, the reality is it's sold as this romantic thing and the rom-coms and all this other stuff in our society. You know, Tom always says that one of the reasons he got married so many times is he learned it from his parents. He thought that that was normal and that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, it was something like that he wasn't getting right. He had to keep trying to get it right. There are definitely a lot of pressures. I think, honestly, they're a lot less than there used to be. There certainly were for a very long time. If guys wanted to succeed in the military or in corporations or whatever, you know, they were expected to get married. They were considered much more stable executives if they were married and more promotable and to have children and all that stuff. And that's something that was pressured on you. I know that in Hispanic families that I know, they'll say to the guy, hey, come on, what's wrong with you? How come you don't have kids? How come you're not married? How come you and Barbara don't have a kid? What's going on? You know, when am I going to have grandchildren? There's definitely cultural expectations. And, you know, there's a little jab at a guy when he's not married. He's getting close to 40. You know, what's going on? Is he gay? You know, what's wrong with Fred? You know, so
I understand these things. I'm not, Adam. You know, I've lived my life and I've been through some of this stuff. I guess my point is, you're probably, like you said, you're not going to change the way the institution works now to protect women, children at the cost of men in any case.
Yeah, but it's not protecting them. It's fucking men, okay?
Well, I'm not saying this is the way it's viewed as. I'm not saying it's, I know people are getting screwed. It's not my point is, it would just be nice to get the hearts and flowers point away from it a little more and get past the old way of thinking about it, which is why guys get into the concept of marriage and lay the hard, cold facts out that you do on this show and Tom does on his show.
The main reason
it should almost be like a class.
It is a class. We're an outdoor class, obviously. But when you talk about the reason that guys get married, first of all, women put pressure on them to get married. That's very, very typical. But one of the other reasons is that guys do feel romantic feelings and love a woman, and they're horrified at the thought of her screwing somebody else. And they think that one of the ways that they're going to be able to keep her and make her faithful is by marrying her. And that's the biggest bullshit of all. I mean, there's some idea that men are the big fuck-arounds and women are faithful. That's not true. Who are these men having sex with, by the way?
Right.
I mean, the truth is, when you look at the pickup community, for example, they've always said it's much easier to hit on and be successful and pick up a married woman than a single woman. And that's absolutely true. And women are very inclined to cheat. When I talk to married women, they say how miserable they are and they hate their husband and he's so stupid and he's such an asshole. And if you look at our popular culture today, that's what it shows. In the TV shows, in the commercials, guys are always boobs and idiots, and the wife and the daughter are, you know, relatively brilliant, of course.
Of course.
He's a loser, but he's a lovable loser, And he's our loser.
Exactly right. Joe, thank you for the call. I'm going to ask Mikey here so that you don't get confused, Adam. Have we taken both breaks this hour? We have. I'm going to take one more. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
I was going to do a
that
signal.
That was cool.
I didn't want to freak you out. I'm just going to do
no,
a hand
No, I thought
signal.
You were doing one of those Klingon things, Tom, with
no.
Star Trek.
You no.
Know, the two fingers.
I needed to know if we took one or two breaks this hour. That's what I needed to know.
He's counting.
Leo is in Kansas City, Kansas, on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Leo.
Adam, Tom.
Yeah.
A question and a comment. I think my question is how can I become a P1?
You got to go on the website and Premium Tom and subscribe.
PremiumTom.com. The instructions are there. It's very simple.
All right. Well, I've been listening to you guys Tom, for about three, four months, and I wish I would have known you would exist 15, 20 years ago. And I wouldn't make so many goddamn mistakes that I made in my life.
Yeah, my accountant wishes you found me back then, too. I'll tell you right now.
Sounds great.
But anyways, my comment is that the reason why all these women, you know, they got the law on their side or however you want to put it, is because we as men, we keep playing their fucking game.
Yeah, it's true.
We play their game. That's it, plain and simple. That's it. If we stop playing their game... Slowly the laws will change.
Well, that book that
there's no need for that.
No, I know, but that book that I mentioned by Ms. Smith is significant because they show that, and Tom talks about this with the statistics and so forth, that you know men are getting married later than ever. There's a larger proportion now of people that are unmarried than married, and marriage, if anything, has become more and more discredited. Young people no longer listed as a major goal in their lives, and people know that this is not a good thing and it's not going to work out. And I think that especially with the high publicity of some of these high-profile cases with celebrities and so forth, I mean, if this could happen to someone like that, it's going to happen to a regular person.
And that's true because I got a younger brother who's, he's 26, and, you know, in the Hispanic community, you know how we are. If you're not married by the time you're 21, like you said, the question is, are you a faggot or something?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just saying. But why would you get married at 21? That's idiotic.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, my brother is 26, and I ask him, I say, hey, are you planning to get married? Are you going to get married someday?
Why would you ask
him
that?
Just for giggles. Just for giggles. And he goes, oh, fuck, you want me to get married and do the same shit you did?
Well, see, there you go. That by the way, that's also common.
Exactly.
A lot of times a younger brother will see the torture that his older brother went through or his father went through and his uncles and say, the hell with that, I'm not doing that.
Exactly. And that's, you know what I told my brother when he told me that? I said, I'm proud of you because you were really taking a look at what the hell is going on in life.
All right.
I don't want him to make the mistakes that I made.
No, so don't call him gay or whatever. That's not fair.
And by me saying that, I pay a healthy price with my first marriage. I mean, it was a living fucking hell.
So did you get married at 21?
I got married at 23.
All right, so that was a stupid thing to do?
It was a very stupid thing to do.
Okay.
It was a stupid thing I ever done.
All right, so let me ask you, was that because of your family pressure or cultural pressure?
No, that was more a pussy client.
Really?
That's what it was. I mean, that girl came over to my life and I was the best pussy I ever had.
Yeah, but did you marry her so that she wouldn't cheat?
What do you mean?
Well, I was saying before that a lot of times guys will want to be serious with a woman because they're terrified of the thought of her being with someone else, and they think they're going to lock her in.
No. It wasn't because of that. It was just. When that girl came to my life, I was having fun in life. You know, I was having my share of fun. But to me, that was the best that I got.
Right.
Okay? And then, like a stupid son of a bitch, I fell in love.
Right. And what happened? What did she do?
I'm in love.
I'm in love. There you go. So I love you. I love when you do that.
Tom's got it, man. So what happened with her? Why did it go bad?
Well, we got married. I'm the type of person that I hate arguing. Okay? Yeah. I don't like to argue. I think to me, the world is black and white. It's either yes or it's not. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's no need for a bunch of bullshit and a bunch of arguing about little things about whether if you have to put the fucking socks in the washer or dryer or whatever. You know, it is what it is. Alright? And when I hooked up with her, I mean, everything was fucked. I'm in love. And then we got married, and about 3 miles down the road, and I was busting my ass.
You found out the truth, huh?
I found out exactly how she really was.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then about 3 months, I was busting my ass working at a slaughterhouse. Killing cows.
Wow. Hard work. Jesus.
Working double shifts to provide everything that she wanted it. Not that she needed it. That she wanted it.
So you're the man working you're working your ass off for her, right?
And right. she thinks
you're a piece of shit.
Exactly. So we sat down one time, we had an argument, and we sat down in the air. I said, what the? She already had 2 years of college. And I said, why you didn't go back to college and finish whatever you were starting for, you know, whatever you were doing. I want to pay for it. I'll do whatever it takes for you to go to school and finish it up. I don't know. That was the wrong fucking idea. As soon as she graduated from college, got a fucking job, making twice as much as I was making, and one day I came home and she says, well, you know what? I don't think I need your ass.
Oh, my.
True love, baby.
Unbelievable.
But that relates to the same thing. That's the same issue we talked about before with this independent woman. You know, she's telling you so many times, I don't need a man, I'm independent. It's like, okay. I mean, it's like, it's a relief. I'm supposed to argue with her and convince her, no, you do need a man, please date me. No, fuck you, okay.
Right.
You're independent.
Exactly.
Great. See you later.
That's right. All right, how can people get in touch with you, Adam?
Call me anytime, Adam Sachs. Toll free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and you can email me. I love email, adam@adamlawyer.com, and yes, I answer my own phone.
There we go. Adam Sachs, you hear him every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, time once again for Likas 101, News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dina.
Why did you get married?
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling
one
magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's...
Why did you get married?
Why did you get married?
Beer Magazine. In the UK, a jobless man apparently died at the age of 50 after a sex toy got stuck in his ass.
Oh, it's a dude from the UK.
Didn't have insurance, and so therefore was embarrassed to go and seek the proper care. So,
I thought they had health coverage over there in the UK.
Weird. 50-year-old man could not move from the sofa of his mother's home. A friend told him he had to go for help.
Yeah. He laid there for a long time, and then they...
Septic shock is what he went into. Septic shock.
By the way, I think that's exactly...
Shit goes right back up into your body.
I think that's exactly...
Why did you get married, by the way?
How our friend... our friend from from Washington State who got fucked by a horse...
Septic shock.
Yeah, I think septic. When it perforated the colon,
he just died of a ripped up ass.
Yeah, no, perforated colon. I think started the whole thing.
Same thing, ripped up ass.
Kenneth D. Pinion.
Don't get all technical on me. It was a ripped up ass, and you know it. A big horse's cog.
Well, that guy worked for a big aerospace engineering firm in a think tank.
Brilliant.
So
man.
Smart, you didn't realize you could fit a big thing in a small hole, and it wouldn't work.
And you know it wasn't the first time he did it too.
And to have video of it.
He was fooled into thinking that it would work again.
And then the major question just hung over him. Why did you get married?
Yeah, to a horse.
Why did you get married?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking shut up.
Why did you get married?
Oh.
A Polish couple was killed after they tried to take a selfie on a cliff in Portugal. They fucking fell off. That's according to Polish radio, which goes like
Can you
backwards.
Trust that shit? You know,
that's why I point out the source. A couple fell from the rocky edge of a cliff in Cabo de Roca.
How fitting. De rocks. Oh, no.
They would have had to cross a safety barrier in order to reach the cliff's edge where they apparently tried to take the selfie and then went for a bit of a swim.
Right. Well, it didn't go unnoticed because they took their two young children, ages 5 and 6, and they saw the whole thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you, when I found this story this morning, it just brought so much joy to my life. I know how much you love Paris Hilton, and I know how much you love that she actually gets paid to be a DJ. It apparently is true. Reports saying that she made $2.7 million in just 4 nights.
Yeah. It comes out to be like a quarter of $1 million an hour. Or $347,000 an hour.
Done.
Again, well, Paris Hilton making $2.7 million from Ibiza.
Yeah.
At $347,000 an hour is again proof there is no God. I hate to tell you this. It's over.
There's no doubt.
No God ever would allow this.
No. Robin Williams said to hang himself, but Paris Hilton's having a blast. Because, as the story points out, she knows how to press play.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I need to do is knock her up. That's the only thing I think I can get done here.
Right. You'd have to move some of the baggage she has in that vagina out of the way.
That's
and then
fine with me.
See if you get your penis in there.
No problem.
Get a little help from a horse or something.
For $347,000 an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, a pig alert for you. The woman's name is Paige October. Paige October.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out on our
It's
Facebook
a weird spelling of October, but yeah.
Oh, awesome picture of her ass. She has some crazy tattoo that says some bunch of crazy. Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's just an ass.
She has bottoms on from what looks to be a bikini with a little heart shaped thing
cut out
at the top,
right
where the tramp stamp would be.
Right.
Outstanding. It is October in August.
It is. And there's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Why did you get married?
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.